1230, play-by-play at 5 on V.
She always had trouble sleeping, so she went to the Mayo Clinic. Turns out the headaches, depression, and low libido were caused by sleep-disordered breathing. Now she wears an orthodontic appliance at night, and she can't get enough of me.
Ready to go?
You bet.
Sleep problems? Call the Mayo Clinic at 244-SNORE or visit MayoClinic.com. It's game day on CHQR. Your Calgary Stampeders versus the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Our 90-minute pregame show starts at 3:30. Play-by-play at 5 on the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, CHQR.
Premier Stalmach standing firm. Two stabbed at a house party in Falcon Ridge. And first place in the West is on the line for the Stamps today. 3 degrees in downtown Calgary. Good morning from the QR 77 24-hour news center. It's 2 o'clock. I'm Kevin Martel. Premier Ed Stalmach tells Tory delegates who will vote on his leadership this weekend he has the courage to take bold stance and not to back down.
Premier Ed Stalmach stood up to the criticism he's faced in the last few months, telling the party faithful that playing it safe isn't what the PC party is all about, and certainly not what he's all about. Stalmach pleaded for unity, saying Albertans are counting on his government for political stability to move forward. The only hint of a reference to Saturday's vote on whether there should be a leadership review. Overly O'Perry, QR 77 News, Red Deer.
City police are investigating a double stabbing just before 9 Friday night at a house party in Falcon Ridge Northeast. One of the victims is in life-threatening condition after being stabbed in the chest. Police say the victims met their assailant earlier in the evening at a liquor store, invited him back to the party. There was an argument, and then a knife was pulled. The weapon was found about a block away from the scene. They're still looking for the assailant. Meantime, Calgary police have arrested and charged a pair of men after they were caught breaking into new homes and construction trailers at Skyview Springs Northeast. Staff Sergeant Keith Kane tells QR 77 News, in many cases, the break-in artists zero in on high-end appliances.
Well, absolutely. Some of the